Dr. Saber is getting an office note on patient Belinda Walla, B-E-L-I-N-D-A, Walla, W-A-L-L-A, date of birth, 2-6-1971, date of service, 9-5-2024. Paragraph, the patient is 53-year-old female, presenting to my office for medical opinion. She has been sick since 3.5 years. Over those years, she lost around 30 pounds. Everything started when she moved to Huntsville, and she started with fever and cough and a rash. Possible jaundice. She was having frequent UTIs, and she reports eliminating foreign materials in her urine. Also reports white filaments out of her hair as well. She has alopecia, was diagnosed with arachnoiditis, recurrent UTIs, vaginal cysts, chronic pain, history of brain aneurysm. Past surgical history includes 8 spine surgeries, brain aneurysm surgery with coils, sinus surgery, tonsillectomy, allergies, non-drug allergies. Social history. Patient is married, no kids. She is a smoker. She smokes 1 pack a day for the last 40 years. No alcohol use, no drug use. Currently unemployed. She used to own a pet sitting business. Period. Go back to past surgical history and mention she had a GE junction polyp removal by endoscopy. Go back to past medical history and also add she has the MTHFR gene mutation. Next hypertension, next herpes labialis, next anxiety / depression. Period. Paragraph. Family history. Positive for heart disease in her father, mother, and brother. Period. Paragraph. Immunization. She received 5 doses of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Review of system reveals positive headaches, temporal and frontal, decreased vision, no chest pain or shortness of breath, heartburn positive, decreased appetite, dysphagia positive, suffers from constipation with alternating with diarrhea. She has nocturia up to 1 time. She does report straining upon urination. She does have stress and urge incontinence and does see foreign bodies in her urine. Denies hematuria. All other systems reviewed and are negative. Current medications include acyclovir cream, Abilify, aripiprazole, duloxetine, famotidine, fentanyl, gabapentin, hydroxyzine, relistor, olanzapine, probiotic, dizanidine, valsartan, and verapamil. On physical exam, vital signs as follows. She weighs 196 pounds, blood pressure 113/68, heart rate 97, temperature 98.7, oxygen saturation is 99%, on room air. General appearance, patient is in non-acute dysphagia, HNT, pupils on reactive to retinal accommodation, injected conjunctiva, 96 sclera, no subclavian lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no dead paragraph, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated in rhythm. Normal sinus tube, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or reserved abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there is no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin, national neuro exam is not focal investigations. Brought by patient, were reviewed. She does have a right kidney cyst with a CT scan of the abdomen pelvis with IV contrast shows no contrast enhancement. Period. Paragraph. assessment and plan. Very complex patient. She may have complications from COVID-19 vaccine spike, toxicity, immunosuppression. We are going to check workup. She will benefit from spike detox protocol. We're going to prescribe ivermectin 80 milligram daily for now. She understands this is off-label and willing to proceed. Awaiting the rest of the workup, we will discuss the results when it comes back. Additional diagnoses include anxiety slash depression, continued current antipsychotics, next herpes labialis, recurrent continue acyclovir as needed, next chronic pain, she is seeing a pain medication doctor, next MTHFR gene mutation, patient is aware and taking vitamins accordingly. Next, hypertension, currently under control, few paragraphs. Patient will be seen in 2 weeks in televisit to discuss the results, urgently be and reporting.